We're going to discuss Isru Chag. Today is Isru Chag of Shavuos. And let me read you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is a very interesting. Okay, this is in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet. It says here in Shulchan Aruch, this is the only place where Isru Chag is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, at least according to the Mechaber. Maybe I'm making a mistake, we'll look at this to one moment. It says here in the Mechaber, Osur Lisanos Bimotsohe Chag HaShavuos. Today is one of those days when you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed. If anyone is fasting, break your fast. You're not allowed to fast today. Okay. Hagol V'ein Oymrim Tachnun. Okay, he goes on to say, you don't say Tachnun mitchilas Rosh Chodesh. And by the way, the Mechaber does not call this today Isru Chag. Where does it come, this word Isru Chag, to refer to the day after Yom Tov? In our vocabulary, we refer to Isru Chag as the day that comes after Shavuos, the day that comes after Sukkos, and the day that comes after Pesach. That we'll get to in a few moments. But it doesn't say that in the Mechaber. The Mechaber does not call it Isru Chag. That's a term that's been invented. We'll see where it comes from in a moment. But the Mechaber just says you're not allowed to fast Bimotsoi Chag HaShavuos. The Ramah goes on to say, he's the one who makes mention of this term Isru Chag, Hago, V'ein Oymim Tachnun Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Ad Chesbo, Dehainu, until the eighth day, Dehainu, Achar Isru Chag. So he refers to the day that today is the last day when we do not say Tachnun. Tomorrow we resume. We resume today is the what? Tashlumin, 7 days. 7 days. Okay, the Ramah doesn't go for that. The Ramah does not go for that. Okay, he does not go for that. He says the Ainu Achar Isru Chag. That's it. After day 9, you resume saying Tachlum, no excuses. Chei Chasidish, they're ready. They're carrying a raya because they don't say Tachlum when there's a yard site. Okay, there's no. That's not. That's not like the Tashlumin of a. It's already an extreme. Okay, so we see two things over here. Number one, you see the Mechaber only mentions this idea of Shavuos. He does not mention this such a thing as not fasting the day after Sukkot or after Pesach. After Pesach, anyway, it's Nisan, so the whole Nisan we do not fast. But he doesn't mention anything special about it. And the day after Sukkot, also the whole Chodesh Tishrei we don't fast. He doesn't mention. All right. Okay. We'll see in a moment.
Is there a correlation between not saying that and not fasting?
I don't know the answer. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Now let me just read over here what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, which touches upon some of the issues. The Mishnah Berurah opens up the issue by saying, Now here's the Mishnah says quite a lot. The reason why Isru Chag, the day after Shavuos, is very significant, why you're not allowed to fast, is because it used to be, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it used to be possible that Shavuos coincide with Shabbos. That never happens. Never happens that Shavuos is Shabbos, but it happened in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Kim b'bnei k'shechol atzeres b'Shabbos. Now there is a halacha that on Yom Tov, if you have to bring a carbon chagiga, Shalosh pa'amim bashana yireh kol zechurcha spnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom sheyivcha Hashem Elokecha v'samachta b'chagecha, you have to rejoice b'chagecha, and part of the symbol says shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha means you bring a carbon shalomim, a carbon chagiga. Carbon chagiga was offered on Yom Tov. Yom Tov you're allowed to shecht korbanos, but if the Yom Tov shechal yos b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to slaughter a carbon on Shabbos. So when then would the Klal Yisrael bring their korban, especially when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot? You have 8 days. So if the first day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkot, anyway, the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, so the Chol HaMoed, you'll bring on all the days of Chol HaMoed, you'll bring your korban shlom, the Shalmei Chagiga, and you'll bring a korban oila. Karban Oila Nechagiga, you could bring those on Chol HaMoed. But when it's Shabbos, Shabbos you can't bring Karbanos. Yechidim, only Karbanos Sibur can be offered on Shabbos. So when it comes to the other two holidays, Pesach and Sukkah, so we have, it's a long holiday, 8 days, plenty of time, Chol HaMoed. But when it comes to Shavuos, which is only 1 day, so if that 1 day is a weekday, so you can bring a Karban Chagiga. Karban Chagiga because Echol Nefesh is Doiche Yontif. You're allowed to shecht for eating purposes on Yontif. But if it's Shabbos, you can't. So when then will you bring the Karban? The next day, on Sunday. So when the Torah says v'samachta b'chagecha, it's really referring to the day after Shavuos, a holiday. So therefore we today, even though we're not mekadesh al pi ri'iyah, and it can never happen that Shabbos can come out on Yom Tov, Shavuos can come out on Friday. Right, it can come out on Friday, or it can come out like this year on Sunday. So the Mela Ishru Chag is going to be either Sunday, or Ishru Chag is going to be Monday, or if you live in Eretz Yisrael, if you live in Chutz Li'aretz, it's going to be on Tuesday. It can be on Tuesday. It can be on Tuesday or on Sunday. Friday, Shavuos will be on Friday, then the Shabbos, then the Sun. So Israel will be Sunday. So it's not really no gear for us. It's not really nageya for us because of the calendar, and because anyway, in Chutz Li'aretz it's Sfeika D'Yoma, and we're not bringing Korbanos anyway. But for all of these, despite all of these reasons, we still celebrate the day after Shavuos as a reminder of what was Bezman Shabbos Milushkayim in that particular year when Shavuos was Chaliyos B'Shabbos. It's an incredible thing. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We're B'kimik V'Di'archa. We're observing 2 days of Yom Tov anyway because of Ishru Chag. We were so far removed of the ikar, of the primary reason why we should have to observe Ishru Chag, yet as a zecher for the Yom Tevoach, it's a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, Mesechta Chagiga and Daf Yud Zayin. Daf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, the Mishnah there says that when it's Machlagis Beisham Beisilil, in this situation, what do you do when Shabbos is Chaliyos, Shvu is Chaliyos Beshabbos, Beisilil says the Yom Tevoach is on Sunday. And therefore, that's why we have Ishru Chag. And now along comes the Mishnah Berurah. We're basically saying it's such a stretch. It's such a stretch from what used to be. It's enough to observe Ishru Chag for Shavuos only. There's no such thing as Ishru Chag for Sukkos and for Pesach. Ulefi tam zeh, the Ishru Chag she'achar Sukkos, mutar lehesanos. You're allowed to fast. After Sukkos. Now after Nisan we don't fast, because Nisan, we don't fast the whole month in Nisan because of the Nisim. So Nisan is not Nogei anyway, but Sukkos is a month when you're allowed to fast. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, in the Ikar Hadin, you're allowed to fast the day after Sukkos. Ochei midiri ha'gra mashma, digam sham in lesanos, he holds you shouldn't do it either. After Sukkos, v'chein muchach bebeis Yosef. So basically what it comes down to is as follows. I just quote from the Mishnah Berurah. There are three opinions with regard to Ishru Chag. The first opinion is the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Tur. Okay, four major poskim. There is no such thing, period. Not for Sukkos, not for Pesach, and not even for Shavuos. Like we explained, there's no Beis HaMikdash today, there's no Yom Tevoach. Even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, it had to be a rare year when Shavuos came out on Shabbos. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and anyway today it can never happen when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos. And since anyway all the poskim they were writing, many poskim were writing in Chutz Li'aretz, the Chutz Li'aretz with Sfeika D'Yoma, so already we're so far removed from the Ikar, there's no need Bizman Hazeh to observe Ishru Chag, not even on Shavuos. And Kol Shekein were never existed to observe it on after Pesach and after Sukkos. And indeed, this, the sheet again of the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur, they make no mention of this whatsoever. Then there is the Shiboli Haleket and the Ramah. The Ramah mentioned, we just mentioned, the Ramah is taken from the Shiboli Haleket, which says there's only one Ishru Chag, and that's today. This calendar day is the only time when there is something called an Ishru Chag because of Yom Tevoach. Rak b'Shavuos v'loy b'Shaar HaGalim. But along comes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, no, the minig already is loy plug, no discrimination. You have to be fair to all of the Shalosh Regalim. Once there's an Ishru Chag for Shavuos, there's an Ishru Chag for Sukkos and Pesach as well. Now, comes out of Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is Hespedim. Okay, there's a very big Nafkamina when it comes to Hespedim. Are you allowed to be Maspid, Rechamon Litzlan, on Ishru Chag? I know today there are two Levayas today. Are you allowed to give Hespedim? So they say that after Shavuos, it's Osir no matter what. There's no excuses. Ishru Chag of Shavuos Halacha L'mayis is Osir Medina, because we go like the Ramah, Shibol Heleket, there's a real Ishru Chag. But after Pesach, and after Sukkos, well, after the whole Nisan, anyway, it's only a minug. It's not a din. It's only a minug. Therefore, there is much more grounds to be lenient when necessary to deliver Hespedim on Ishru Chag, certainly following Sukkos, and even following Pesach. Because that's only a din of a minug, that's not a din of a halacha. The Ishru Chag of Shavuos is rooted in halacha. It's Yom Tevoach. It was a day when Klal Yisrael offered korbanos. When the Klal Yisrael as a whole offers korbanos, it's a Yom Tev for Klal Yisrael. And you're not allowed to, it's like a Yom Tev, there's no Hespedim. You never heard of Hespedim being delivered on Yom Tev. It's Simcha. It's Zev Simcha. V'smachta b'chagecha. So there's no heter to deliver Hespedim on the day after Shavuos. Midin, not Miminuk. The other days are Miminuk. Minuk. So sometimes there are other considerations which allow us to override the prevalent minuk. That's what it is. Now, why would we indeed extend Ishru Chag to the other two festivals? So the answer comes from a Rashi. And this answers the more general question, why is the day after Yom Tov, why is it called Ishru Chag? So it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ishru Chag ba'avoisim ad karnois ha-mizbeach. Now, what is that pasuk there? Ba'avosim means fat, means animals. The translation, Rashi translates this in the Masechta Sukkah, Daf Memhei. We quote this pasuk from Tehillim. Ishru Chag ba'avosim ad karnois ha-mizbeach. Rashi translates in the Masechta Sukkah, Daf Memhei, behemois, avois, ushmenois. Thick and fat animals, avos, heavyweight animals. Now, what does it mean? Ishru Chag. Chag means the festival. Ishru means connect. Connect to bind. Connect to the festival. Ba'avosim, luscious, fat animals. The animals, they're fat. The offerings that go on the mizbech should reach ad karnois ha mizbech, all the way up to the corners of the mizbech. It's an expression. You should burn the imurim, the limbs. When you bring a carbon, some parts of the animal, the limbs, the fats, the chalavim, are burnt on the surface of the mizbech. There should be so many animals that are offered as carbonos shlamim that the fats reach all the way to the top of the corner, which is one amma. The corners of the mizbeach are one amma high, which is almost 2 feet. So you should have so much fat that the fat comes, spreads out the entire surface of the mizbeach, and it reaches until ad karnos ha-mizbeach. Now, simply this means, according to Rashi's first interpretation, it has nothing to do with the day after Yom Tov. It has to do with Yom Tov itself. Ishru Chag, on the festival itself, on Yom Tov. There is one day of Shavuos on Yom Tov itself. On Pesach, there are 7 days on Pesach itself. On Sukkot itself, you shall connect to the Chag, Ba'avosim, animals, korbanos. Bring korbanos on the festival itself. Bring the animals, connect the animals to the festival until there are so many, it reaches Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. But that does not do the last day.
No, every day.
Every day. Every day of Yom Tov.
The last day when you're bringing the karbanos, when are they burning the Emurim?
The night after.
Ishru Chag.
the day after, but that's not a pasuk shot. Doesn't have, they don't have to burn it then. They, every single day, you don't have to burn the imum at night. The imum can be burned by day. It's only when the imum were not burned by day, so they continue burning in the night itself. They had no choice. But it's not a technical requirement. So Rashi's first interpretation has nothing to do with the day after. Rashi, in his second interpretation, this is where it all comes from, the Yesh, let me read the Torah, Perish Rashi, Isru Lichak, Aguda Lichak, bind to the festival itself, Biachila Ushasiyah, with eating and drinking, Shakari Lichag, you shall call the festival an oinek, an enjoyment, B'machal Uvamishta, period. Nothing to do with the day after the festival. And now comes along Rashi in the second interpretation, the Yeshayim, some say, Yom Shela Achar Hachag, Isru, connect not to the day that follows the festival, ba'avoisim, behemois, avois, ushmenos, you shall bring sacrifices, shalmei nedova, on the day after Yom Tov, to celebrate the Yom Tov. In other words, and the way the Mefarshim explain is, don't run away. Don't make it look like the Yom Tov was a burden for you, and you're on the first plane out. It's a burden. You shall show your chavivus to the Yom Tov by wishing to stick around and connecting yourself to the festival for one additional day by bringing and enjoying yourself, by enjoying more korbanos. And that, if that is correct, what the pasuk then means, then this is not unique only to Shavuos. This would apply equally as well to Pesach and to Sukkot. And that's where the name of Isru Chag would come from. It comes from this Rashi. Okay, so there's one other very interesting point that he describes here, a lot of detail. This is a Gemara in Masechta Chagiga, and mentions that it used to be the custom just the opposite, that on Isru Chag of Shavuos you were not allowed not to fast. Why? Because of the tzedekim. The tzedekim were of the opinion that when do we celebrate Shavuos? On Sunday. You wait, Mimocharas HaShabbos. So what would happen in a year where indeed the second day of Pesach, when Shavuos was on Shabbos? If Shavuos, let's say Shavuos was indeed on that particular year when Shavuos was on Shabbos, when were the tzedekim, that means when was Pesach? Pesach, the first day Pesach was also Shabbos, 7 weeks apart. So when was Shavuos celebrated?
Yeah.
So when was Shavuos celebrated by the tzedekim? Shavuos was celebrated by the tzedekim on Sunday. The Prushim were celebrating Shavuos on Shabbos. In the year when Shavuos fell on Shabbos, when did the tzedekim celebrate their Shavuos? On Sunday. And we, in that year, are bringing korbanos. And that year, or let's say the basic, whatever, that year, let's say we're also going to celebrate. It gives the impression that we agree we're following the tzedekim. They are celebrating on Sunday, and we're also celebrating on Sunday. There's no work, no kollel. Everyone is out. Everyone is, so it gave the impression, therefore, to counteract that impression, Chazal made a takana, that the day after Shavuos, especially in the year when Shavuos was Chal L'Yos B'Shabbos, you have to fast. You have to show up the tzedekim. Their influence was so great, their danger of the tzedekim was so powerful of corrupting Klal Yisrael, we have to bend backwards not to follow the tzedekim. So look how far we've gone. We've gone from what used to be in time of the Gemara, the day after Shavuos, and not only was that so, that was so even in a year when Shavuos came out in the middle of the week. In order not to make a mistake, in order to give chizik to the laws of Shavuos in all years, and in the year when Shavuos would come out on Shabbos, and the Tzedekim would celebrate on Sunday, just in case, every year we would fast the day after Shavuos, in order that in the year when Shavuos would come out on Shabbos, we also should fast in order not to give the tzedukim any chizuk. And look how far we've gone. We've now gone 180 degrees. Time of Chazal, they bedafka fasted on the day on such a Sunday because of the tzedukim. And now we're going to the other extreme. That's the dafka of the yom tevoach, the day of bringing the karbanos, and that's bedafka the only time when we actually don't fast. Okay, let me just see if I've got anything else. Others want to say is that the reason why Ishru Chag is celebrated only Shavuos, is very simple idea, is because that's really in the Eretz Yisrael, that is the day of the true Matan Torah. We discussed Erev Yom Tov. When is the true day of Matan Torah? Zion Sivan. Hashem originally planned on giving the Torah to Klai Yisrael on Vav Sivan, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif Yoim Echad Midaitoi. So when was the Torah given in actuality? Given on the seventh day of Sivan. So in Eretz Yisrael, when there is no Sveika Diyoma, Zion Sivan is a weekday. It's an ordinary day. It's an ordinary weekday. It's not Yom Tov. In order that we should remember, we should commemorate that today indeed is the true day of Matan Torah. So it became the minhag that the day after Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, you commemorate it as a little bit of a holiday. Once it was commemorated the day after Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, so Mamelam, didn't speak of the Yom, it was commemorated in Chutz Li'aretz as well. The point being is that really Ishru Chag in Eretz Yisrael is Zion Sivan, and on Zion Sivan is a really Yom Tov because that's the true day the Torah was given. Hashem only wanted to give us the Torah on Vav Sivan. We have no choice but to commemorate on Vav Sivan because of the Svira, but it wasn't the actual day of the giving of the Torah, so therefore there's one more day of Zion. So Sachko, sum up, we take away from all this is that from all the days of the everyone agrees that there's no such thing as Ishru Chag after Rosh Hashanah and after Yom Kippur. That is a given. It's unheard of. There's no inyan of Ishru Chag of celebration, even though Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tif and Yom Kippur is a Yom Tif. You never heard of any extra additional Suda. By the way, part of the of Ishru Chag that is Nogei Halacha Lemaisa is Gesundheit. Is a person should eat a little bit more. Okay, I left out that point. There's an important part of halacha. I'll read you what it says in the Amar to Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yechai Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishim HaMechuzi Mishum Rabbi Yochanan HaMechuzi Kavu Oise Isur L'chag Biachilu Ushasiya. Comes from the Gemara, not from the Rambam. Comes from the Gemara. The Gemara darshan this pasuk. Kol ha'oise isur l'chag biachilu ushasiya ma'ale levakosav ki'ilu bona mizbeach v'hikriv olav karbon. Shenemar Ishru Chag ba'avoisim ad karnos ha'mizbeach. So the avoda of Ishru Chag is to eat a little bit more than you otherwise would. You think you had enough cheesecake? You have a little bit more. Have a little bit more. Fresh. Go to the store and say you want fresh cheesecake in honor of... That's what it says in the Gemara. And if you do this, it's as if you built a mizbeach and you makarv olav karba. A beautiful Maimer Chazal. The only question is, when does this Maimer Chazal refer to? Does it refer to after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur? Absolutely not. There is no mekar to eat after Rosh Hashanah, especially since the tainus, it's some gedalia, right? Unless it's Shabbos. There's no mekar. The after Yom Kippur is needing to eat this extra special? Absolutely not. What about after Pesach and what about after Sukkot? It's a tough question. According to some, no such thing. There is no inyan. The only Iker Ishru Chag is today, the day after Shavuos, because it's called the Yom Tevoach in a year in Eretz Yisrael when Shavuos was Chal Yois B'Shabbos. That's interesting to take note of because there used to be a Tkufa during the time of the Tzedokim when Chazal bent backwards, Bedavka, not to celebrate the day after Shavuos because we don't want to give any Koyach, any Toykev to the Tzedokim. Again, then we have. And what about the other festivals? So that became the minhag of the Magen Avraham also to be machmir to have an Ishru Chag after Sukkot and Shavuos. And then the third reason is because only when it comes to Shavuos do we celebrate, because that's really Zion Sivan, the day when the Torah was truly given. You don't have that logic when it comes to Sukkot and Pesach. Nothing happened the day after Pesach and Sukkot, so there's no reason for an Ishru Chag. But after Shavuos is Zion when the Torah was given, so then there's an in to have a little bit of more of a celebration. All right, have a wonderful day.